The pandemic has been disruptive for parents of school-aged children who had to deal with the education question in the fall. That is, should they send their kids back to school in person or keep them at home and let them learn remotely? Or a third option, keep the children home and the parents will do the teaching. In fact, the number of families homeschooling their kids is on the rise nationwide. Amy Fierisel from North Country Public Radio reports.
On Thursdays, Sarah Schaff and her daughter Iris study math in the morning and take a hike in the afternoon. Somewhere in the day, 8-year-old Iris might fit in one of her art projects, like miniature holiday dioramas.
Hanukkah, Day of the Dead, Easter. They're like little, just teeny little drawings. Like there's for Thanksgiving, there's a little cornucopia.
Sarah and her husband Ben, both professors in Plattsburgh in northern New York, have been homeschooling Iris since the fall. They didn't feel comfortable sending her to school in person. They also couldn't imagine continuing remote learning.
That screen time was really stressful for her and for us too. And there's so many tears.
They're using a mix of online curricula, textbooks, and Iris's own interests, including ancient Egypt and women scientists. Schaff says while homeschooling Iris has been rewarding, it's also been really difficult to balance it with her and her husband's full-time jobs.
You know, we have to make up a lot on the weekends and the evenings. It is not possible to do everything well, and parents are naturally going to want to put their kids' well-being first.
In the past, the decision to homeschool has been a deliberate one, whether for religious or secular reasons. But in 2020, a lot of families that never dreamed they'd homeschool their kids have found themselves doing just that. The National Homeschool Association says they've seen membership explode from 20,000 to 200,000 members. Director Alan Weston says they've been flooded with calls and emails from parents saying,
"We need to really focus on doing this for real. So what do we need to know and what do we need to do?"
Weston says lots of parents are looking for homeschool curricula, which is why his organization recently launched a curriculum match service.
I call it a dating site to bring the parents together with the vendors. They each fill out their own questionnaires. The parents say, "This is what we're looking for."
The whole world of online learning resources has seen a big bump in business since the pandemic, says Jennifer Gu. Gu is the COO of Education.com and IXL Learning, a K-12 curriculum platform for common subjects like math and social studies. It's used by over 11 million students.
I think it definitely propelled a lot of customers. I think everyone is looking for online resources.
Smaller companies have also been riding the surge. Amir Nathu is the co-founder and CEO of OutSchool, a venture-backed startup in San Francisco. They've offered live video chat classes with a teacher and 3 to 8 students since 2017.
When the pandemic hit, we had more experience with offering this kind of learning than any other organization in the U.S.
Kids can take a class on the 5-paragraph essay, but they can also sign up for Learn Critical Thinking through Dungeons & Dragons. OutSchool has experienced huge growth since last March, says Nathu.
We're approaching 100 million in sales. You know, the teacher base has grown from 1,000 teachers to 10,000 teachers, and we had to scramble to get so many more teachers on the platform because of the jump in demand.
OutSchool has conducted several internal surveys to try and understand how their classes are being used. Nathu says they found that 60% of parent members would not send their kids back to school until there was a widely distributed vaccine. And 40% said they would seriously consider homeschooling past the pandemic.
So clearly there's been a big shift in parents' perception about education and a lot more interest in alternative and supplemental services like OutSchool.
Curriculum providers acknowledge that they'll lose a lot of their new customers post-vaccine when schools are able to fully resume. But they also say COVID-19 has already disrupted conventional education practices and exposed parents and educators to alternatives. While most students are still enrolled in their local school districts, there are a growing number of families trying homeschooling who might not have otherwise, like Sarah Schaff's family in Plattsburgh. As hard as it is, she says they're sticking with homeschooling Iris this spring.
She will always say, when we do check-ins, you know, "How is it going? Do you miss school?" She'll say yes. "Do you want to do remote learning?" She says emphatically, always, "No way."
For Here and Now, I'm Amy Fierisel.